The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning. I'm Karen Curtis, and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We are here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL, and I am joined by attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that might make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. If you'd like to get the phone lines going early, answering all your calls for condo and HOA matters, no matter where you are in the state, give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining our email list each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our seminars, our newsletters. You'll get updates on the law and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, as a matter of fact, it's Thanksgiving. Cannot believe I said that. The end of the year is coming. Tell us what you're thankful about in your community. Love to see what people write in on that.
That's yeah, absolutely.
So last week we started the show by saying, you know, another week, another sexual assault allegation out of Hollywood or Washington. And this week, no exception, it happens again.
That's true. And this week we get a combination of Hollywood and Washington as Senator Al Franken gets accused of sexual assault. As we know, before becoming a senator, he was a regular on Saturday Night Live.
You know, here's a guy that is the first one. You know, you watch him always on Senate hearings. Here's the first guy to make grand speeches attacking the integrity of other people, whether it's Trump, whether it's Attorney General Jeff Sessions or anybody else for that matter. Al Franken is the first guy to stand up there and criticize the morals of somebody else. And here he is accused of sexual harassment himself, and the guy is stupid enough and brazen enough to do it to a sleeping woman while being photographed. You know, just based on stupidity alone, this guy should be forced to resign. It's really unbelievable.
Well, he did apologize, and he did agree that Congress should start an ethics investigation, but will that be enough to save him?
Yeah, and at least he didn't say, like all the other male celebrities, I'm a sex addict. I need to go into sex rehab at some country club for $100,000 a month. Karen, do I have to tell you, Hollywood now excuses their sick behavior, not by fessing up to it, but instead by saying, I'm sick, I suffer from sex addiction, and I need rehab, and we're supposed to forgive them from apparently suffering from this ridiculous mental disease if they make this BS fake confession. They don't suffer from sex addiction. You know what they suffer from? Narcissism. They suffer from arrogance and thinking that sex is a privilege that's entitled to them simply because they're a celebrity. You know, I don't buy the I'm a sex addict line for a second. How many men can say they're sex addicts, right? I think overwhelmingly everybody would basically admit to that. Most men would admit to it. But the overwhelming majority of men are not out there trying to rape or grope women all the time, and they understand that no means no. But Hollywood men, they believe it's simply impossible to say no to them. Well, they actually believe that.
Well, if you look at Al Franken and you look at Weinstein, I mean, obviously before they were famous, they probably didn't get a lot of dates.
Yeah, these weren't the high school quarterbacks in their school. That's for sure. No two ways about it.
Well, this is a couple of bad weeks for Saturday Night Live now. It's all Al Franken this week, and last week it was Louis C.K., another one that probably didn't get a lot of dates. So who guest hosted the show a few months ago, by the way, was Louis C.K.
Exactly.
And he admitted to sexually harassing several women. Well, that's what his shtick was all about, was about masturbation.
I couldn't believe what I was watching, actually. And I got to tell you, I used to love Saturday Night Live. I can tell you, I looked forward to Saturdays at 11:30 for 30 years. But a few years ago, that show took a far left turn. You know, watching Alec Baldwin imitate Trump, it was funny maybe the first five times, but not the next 105 times. It just doesn't stop. It's relentless. Now it's just a show to me about promoting a far left-wing agenda and bashing Trump. That's it. That's what the show's about. But for those of you who didn't see this, a few months ago, Louis C.K. guest hosted the show, and I was up then, and I was watching the monologue live, and he proceeds to tell jokes, this guy, about how wonderful it must be. I'm embarrassed to even say this on the air, but you got to actually see what passes for TV today. He starts talking about how wonderful it must be to have sex with children because, after all, pedophiles keep doing it, knowing the risk. Now, I'm watching this and I'm saying...
This was on Saturday Night Live?
On Saturday Night Live. And I swear to you, Karen, I'm watching this and I'm saying, I got to be hearing things. I couldn't believe a comedian is on NBC making jokes about raping children. And if you don't believe me, go to YouTube and look it up. That's what his monologue was about. Mm-hmm. And the morons sitting in the audience are laughing at the damn stand-up routine and thinking it was funny. No outrage by the left. No apology by NBC. But this is what passes for comedy today. This is what passes as acceptable humor on certain networks. So it's not surprising that a guy who thinks that sexual assault on a child is actually funny, that's the guy this week who's forced to confess he assaulted five different women. Absolutely no surprise there at all.
Well, I think Bill Clinton is definitely taking a fall because of the way they treated the women that came out against him many years ago.
No, you're wrong. It's a vast right-wing conspiracy.
Yeah, Gillibrand came out. I mean, if there's one thing that is coming out of all this, I don't think women are going to take it anymore.
Absolutely.
As much as they
Great.
Used to. And the ones that do come forward are being listened to now. Hopefully, they'll have the strength and the courage to address it immediately instead of being fearful and holding it in for years or sometimes decades.
Absolutely. I'm with you 100%. You know, in the law, you know, it's a law. This show's about law. But in the law, we have a statute of limitations where you have to raise certain accusations within a certain period of time. Why? Because over the years, memories begin to fade. And it's hard to actually defend yourself against the allegations that happened,
right,
of things happened a long time ago. Witnesses die, like I said, memories fade. So you want to make sure that a plaintiff brings a case within a certain period of time. Now, you know, when it comes to these sexual assault allegations, though, it's difficult. I mean, I can see it's, you know, it's obviously a pattern that women are afraid and they hold it in, not just years, for decades. So, you know, I think this is an exception to the rule that, you know, you should be forced to actually bring the charges within a certain period of time. It's too easy to say that. We can always say, well, they waited too long to do it. They waited too long. Doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It happened. It just maybe they just did not have the courage to come out during all that time. You know, it doesn't mean it wasn't true.
Exactly.
But I agree with you 100%. It's good to see that this is a hot topic. It's good to see that women are thinking to become empowered now. Don't sit back. Don't take it. Come forward, and people will listen. Can you imagine if the Clinton allegations were made now?
Yeah, but there's also it's a slippery slope because you do have the photo of Al Franken, so, you know, he has to apologize because there's photographic proof. But then you've got the Roy Moore stuff. These women are saying things. How do you prove it? You can't.
Very
I mean, there's
difficult.
No court case. So
yep.
Can the media now and these women that come forward with any type of allegation ruin somebody? I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. And it's scary. There's no two ways about it. Sure. And, you know, very difficult to defend yourself if the allegations are false. And I'm not saying, certainly not saying they are, but if the allegations
right.
are false, very difficult to
so
defend yourself.
So he steps down, then I'm guilty, is what he said.
Right, right. You
so
know,
it's
whatever
like a
happened to,
catch
you know,
22.
Innocent before guilty. Right, exactly. Very tough. But you know what? At least it's a topic that's now come to the forefront. And no question about it. The sick, perverted men are now going to be a little bit, hopefully, back on their heels before doing something stupid, and more power to women. How about we take our first call of the day? Tom and Pompano. How are you, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
The picture of Mr. Franken, or as I call him, Senator Frankengroper, where the woman that he was groping was wearing a helmet at the time, was
yes.
that a law passed by Elizabeth Warren that women must wear helmets now when they're being groped?
Good,
I'm not sure.
Good point. Yeah,
well,
I don't know. Hey, I hope she runs.
My actual question.
Yeah.
Yeah, my actual question is, when is it right and not right for a condo board and management company and our condo manager, who's licensed as a CAM official, to refuse to let we owners know what the balances in our accounts are? We have a special assessment that was passed that had $440,000 set aside for it for replacing a lift station, whose cost was only about $187,000 at the most. But the balance in that account appears to be somewhere in the range of $360,000, not $440,000. So that's $80,000 that could be missing. It looks like we might have an embezzlement situation here.
Okay, so what you want to do, Tom?
The owner, the management, huh?
Yeah, okay, so here's what you want to do. You want to immediately, right, send in either certified mail, return receipt requested, or you want to walk into the office with a records request to see any and all bank accounts containing the special assessment of $440,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to see all the monthly bank statements for from whatever month the special assessment started till today. You want to see copies of all checks drawn on the account. Right? Now, I can also tell you, so you're entitled to get access to those records within 5 days of them having a written request for access to records. In addition to that...
I've requested and they've refused. I actually went to the management company.
Well, now it's time then to actually go to arbitration, or at least go to the DBPR and file a complaint. Okay, because I can tell you when they won't give you access to those records, special assessment records, the DBPR will probably help you out and demand that they produce them. Why? Because in the way I did the math, you told me it was a $440,000 special assessment. You believe they only spent $187,000?
Well, it's a little worse than that. We had a $544,000 special assessment passed a month after apparently our condo association went into the red, which nobody knew about. Apparently in June of 2015, our condo association was in the red. So July of 2015, they passed this $544,000 assessment, which was due on August 12th, 12 days after our August 1st maintenance was
due. Let me say this, Tom. Not only do they have to give you access to those records, but when it comes to special assessments, there's another law that everybody should know. And I apologize, but we've got to take a break real quick. The special assessment funds have to be set aside and can only be used for the purposes for which they were intended.
That's right.
Yeah, so if it was for a lift station, they better have spent it only on a lift station. But get a request in for copies of all the bank records. Get copies of all the checks that were drawn on the account to pay for the expenses related to the special assessment. And let me know how it turns out. All right, got to take our first break of the hour.
Okay.
You see the phones are backed up. Taking your calls, everybody, on anything condo or HOA or co-op related. You want to talk politics? You want to bash Mr. Franken? SNL, I'm here to take your calls. So is Karen. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? there is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs PA. His law firm specializes in community association law. Give him a call right here for free advice, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of the show? And you can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that we do throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations around the state. To find out more, visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we go to Bill in Miami? Thanks for holding, Bill.
It's Thanksgiving. Thanks to you, Eric, for everything you do.
Thank you very much.
Two quick questions. First of all, more simple. On the second notice, the agenda, it says just two things, unfinished business and new business. How specific should that be? I'm traveling. I don't know whether to go to the meeting, but I don't want to get surprised either.
The second notice, how about saying, you know, the election?
Doesn't say that.
Well, do you even know that there's going to be an election? And this is a condo, right?
Correct. Yes, there is going to be an election. Doesn't mention that, but unfinished and new business. I don't know what's involved in those.
I don't know, but whoever sent out that notice is not doing the right job. How many people running for how many spots?
Okay, let me go on the second question. Nine people running for five. However, four of the five missed the 40-day deadline. One made the deadline but didn't sign it on the certificate.
Okay, so if there's no written, so to me then there's five people running for five spots if you discount the four late ones and the unsigned one.
Should they be discounted?
Yes.
Of course. If it's past the 40-day deadline, it has to be.
Well, the letter accompanying the second mailing signed by the president gave the cutoff date of November 5th. That does not make the 40-day. That makes it about 36 days, 34 days. So in his cover letter, he said submit by November 5th. When in reality, it's October 26th.
This is a great case. All right, I'm gonna answer your question, and then I'm going to hang up and I'm going to tell everybody a great story, okay? So it's a 40-day deadline under the law. You have to get your name in as a candidate at least 40 days before the election, period.
Right.
That's what the law says, right? So the date given by the association was incorrect, and it actually allowed people, what you're telling me in your condo, an extra couple of days, and that is in violation of the law. So the question is, do the people that submitted their names, do they get to rely on the error made by your condo association? And the answer is no, they don't. I don't care that the association gave them the incorrect date. It's
like
irrelevant.
The taxes.
I'm sorry?
Like April 15th for the taxes.
Correct. Right. But this is when there's a strict statutory deadline, you can't extend the deadline, okay? So, period. It's too bad that the condo misled them, right? And the best way for me to teach this is I had a case almost out of law school where, it's funny, I represented my own brother-in-law in this case. And he bought a property at a tax deed sale. You know, in the United States, if you don't pay your taxes, they can take your property and auction it off, right? So the taxpayer didn't pay. His property gets auctioned off. My brother-in-law buys the property at what's called a United States tax sale. Now, when somebody buys the property at a tax sale, the person who lost the property, who didn't pay the taxes at the time, they believed they had 120 days to redeem their property. So they had 120 days now to come up with their taxes. They would go over to my brother-in-law, give them back the money they paid at the auction, and you get your 120 days back. Well, the IRS miscalculated the 120 days, and they gave the taxpayer instead 125 days. Okay? So what happens? After 120 days, my brother-in-law says, great, I own it. The taxpayer can't redeem it. He blew the 120-day deadline. On day 122, the taxpayer comes forward and says, here's the money.
Oh.
My brother-in-law says, you're 2 days late.
Right.
The IRS says, no, we miscalculated. We screwed him up. He's 3 days early. But no. But the statute says 120
right.
days. Long story short, I sued the United States of America in federal court, right? And we had lengthy hearings. And the bottom line is, when a statute gives a deadline, do not rely on somebody else to do the counting for you. And in that case, yeah, my brother-in-law was able to say 120 days means 120 days means 120 days. And the bottom line is, sorry, taxpayer, you were 2 days late and not 3 days early. So the same thing would apply in your association.
If one of the five did not sign, he got made the deadline, but he didn't sign the certificate.
See what it, you know. Does it say notice of intent? Oh, how was his name on it?
Notice of intent. Handwritten in his name.
Okay, I think that's fine.
I hereby declare my nomination.
Okay, I think that's fine. I would accept that. Okay.
Yeah, but do you want him as a board member?
But that's a different story.
Tell you the wrinkle. I think they caught it, Eric, because in the ballot itself, instead of just the names and saying, please vote for five, it knew this year, unlike any other year, it said each of the individuals below is an eligible candidate. Then it goes on to say each one could serve on the board and would be in full compliance with Florida statute.
Yeah, wrong. Everybody who sent it in past the 40 days is off. They can't run.
But their statement, isn't that illegal? Isn't that
absolutely.
Unlike practice?
Well, let's just put it this way. They should re-notice and reschedule the annual election. Pick a new 14 days out, because to me that ballot is unlawful. Okay?
So just
thanks for the call, Bill. We've got to go to Kat in Deerfield. How are you, Kat?
I'm fine, Eric. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure thing.
I have an organizational meeting coming up and an annual meeting. I have a question on seven board members, seven spots. So it's an automatic thing. So there's
right.
no
if
the written
seven
election,
boards,
right?
If there's seven people running for seven spots, you don't need an election. Those are your seven.
Right. So how do you handle that? How do the unit owners know that those seven people are now board members? Does that get announced at the
annual
meeting?
Yeah, at the annual meeting, you can announce it.
Yeah, but there's no ballot mailed to the unit owners? Or
think about it. Why is there a ballot?
No.
There's no ballot needed because there's no vote needed.
Well, I'm thinking that you're going to get a lot of calls saying, hey, there's no ballot here. What's up?
Okay. So you can send out...
no announcement that, you know, seven for seven?
No. Ro, you can. When you do your second notice, okay, you have to do a first notice and then a second notice. So in your second notice, you can put in there, since only seven people submitted their names for seven spots... then, no, we don't need an election. Your new board members will be announced at the meeting.
Okay. Oh, will be announced at the meeting.
Yeah, you can do it that
way.
Okay,
now the organizational meeting that takes place. Oh, the board members are effective on the day of the annual meeting?
Correct. That's exactly right.
Or January 1?
No, effective on the date of the annual meeting.
Okay, and the organizational meeting can be held right after the annual meeting.
If it's noticed, see that your organizational meeting is actually... a board of directors meeting. It's not a unit owner meeting. So what you have to do is right now, right, post notice now that immediately following the annual meeting will be the first meeting of the new board of directors, the purpose of which will be an organizational meeting. Make sure it's posted 48 hours in advance.
There are seven board members. Six will be at the annual meeting, but the seventh won't. So
okay.
How do
a problem.
You handle? Can one person? Can a board member vote at the organizational meeting when that person is not physically present?
They can if they call in by telephone, just like any other board meeting. Okay, as long as they're on speakerphone, everybody can hear them. They can hear everybody.
On speakerphone or something, right?
Yes, yes. As long as they can hear everybody and everybody can hear them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, Eric.
Wish you a lot of luck, Kat. Okay, let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. Karen from Delaware, we see you're still there, but it's time for us to take a quick break. Taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall. And Maintenance Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Eric Glazer taking your phone calls on anything and everything condo, HOA, or co-op related. 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Let's talk about your obligations first to be a board member. Just remember, the election season is here, hot and heavy. We're starting to run from meeting to meeting. And for both condos and HOAs, remember, if you don't get certified either a year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you're gone. You're off the board. And one way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze board certification course. We've certified over 12,000 Floridians, and the class was also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2018 legal update credits. So take the course with your manager.
And you invented it, by the way. The schedule is out, and Eric will be all over the map.
Absolutely. Palm Beach, we start off January 18th on Karen's birthday.
Woo-hoo!
At the Embassy Suites Hotel.
All right. And in Hollywood on February 15th at Dave and Buster's. How much fun will that be?
That will be. I really expect a great turnout, actually, on both these events. Miami, April 4th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Hyatt Regency Hotel.
Palm Beach, April 10th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo. That's at the Palm Beach Convention Center.
Broward, April 24th, the LNL Condo HOA Expo at the Broward Convention Center.
And in Tampa, that'll be April 27th, LNL Condo and HOA Expo at the Tampa Convention Center. And Eric teaches so many different topics at the seminar, including the importance from time-to-time language, official records, the different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals like squirrels.
Oh, God, please.
Collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year, and a lot more. I mean, I've been in multiple of these whole shindigs, and I've learned something new every time. Food is served. It's delicious. It's free. Everyone walks out with a nice, frameable certificate, and certainly much wiser.
Yeah, to register, everybody, just go to our website, www.condocrazeandhoas.com. Please register. We look forward to seeing everybody. How about we go to Karen in Delray?
Hello.
How are you, Karen?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
First of all, I just heard you explain the certification. Is that mandatory for a board member now to be
board members? Yeah, board members have to get certified within 90 days of becoming a board member for your condos and HOAs, or you are off the board. And there's two ways to get certified. One, I almost don't even want to talk about on the air, but you can print out an affidavit that from your computer. You just go online, print it out, and it basically says, I've read my governing documents and I promise to enforce them. And that's the chicken's way out. The other way is by taking an approved course. And certainly I recommend taking the approved class. Anybody that simply signs that affidavit, to me, doesn't deserve to be on a board. Okay, so yes, you have to get certified within 90 days or you're off the board.
Okay, thank you. I just heard that. But my situation is we have a 28-cluster mailbox in increments of about five panels, five each or something like that. Mine is the first one. It has been going on for about 3 years. To get my mail, the doors come off twice, the mailbox door. And I've been told by actually two mail carriers and then others that I've called in repair, they say that the panel needs to be aligned. Because it's not aligned, my door, because it's the first one, is out of alignment. Anyway, the president is tasking me to find a door. So a door, and then she'd help me put it on. And the manufacturer is out of business. I found that out, and then I called another one. They said, I can't give you the door because it's like putting a Honda on a Toyota. So right. I've done a lot of research. Finally, I got a repair guy out of Miami who will come up to Delray and do it for $250. And then one other guy was kind enough to say he would send me the pins in the mail.
Right.
And she has changed the lock about three or four times.
So is your board ready to do it? Are they ready to fix it for you for the $250?
No. She's telling me now, because I said, I'll just go to the management company and find out where to go, because you want me to take the door to someone and get a door. I said, I've called scrap metal places, steel fabricators. I can't get a door,
quite frankly, I think you've already done enough. Okay. Mailboxes, yeah, to me, common elements. They're not your private property. They're not yours. The obligation to repair the common elements is that of the associations, not your specific responsibility to go out and find people to fix the mailboxes. So, again, I'd let her know, at least you spoke to an attorney about it. That's what the attorney thinks. Fix my mailbox or else, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay.
The burden should
be
off of you, Karen. That's the bottom line. And you'd be surprised how oftentimes mailboxes become a fight in the community, more often than you think. But thanks for the call, Karen.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. So last week we were speaking about the fact that the recall statute is broken, but there may be a fix on the way if the Florida legislature is actually brave enough to fix it. But I want to move on to a new topic that I get asked about, it seems like, almost every other day. And I can't tell you how many times, Karen, I meet with a newly elected board, mm-hmm. and their first concern is that their documents are just so old. You know, we were formulated in the 60s and 70s and the 80s, and our docs are so old, and they're so out of date, and they completely need to be tossed in the trash. They need to be redrafted. And I'm here to tell everybody that is wrong. That's not the right way to approach it.
That's like that old ratty old constitution needs to be thrown out.
Right, exactly.
Oh, my
Karen.
God. It's
That's
so
the best way to describe it. You said it better than I ever could.
Isn't
Absolutely.
That what the amendment process is for?
Exactly, exactly. But sometimes, you know, directors freak out because the documents still have language in them that, let's say, refers to the developer, for example. And my comeback to that is, so what? If there's no longer a developer, that provision in your documents is simply now obsolete. And leaving it alone does nothing to hurt your association.
Okay, so just because the documents are old, that doesn't necessarily mean the documents are not in good shape. You just have to make sure that they don't expire.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And that only happens when you say expire. Remember, if you live in an HOA, if you don't preserve your documents within 30 years, if you don't re-record them, yes, you're in trouble.
Oh,
absolutely.
Boy.
They expire, and all of a sudden you live in a community with no covenants whatsoever. And it's funny, and every time I say this on the air, I get an email from Jan Bergman from Cyber Citizens for Justice, and he says, Eric, you keep telling everybody that's a bad thing,
but
the reality is a lot of people can't wait for their covenants to expire. They're like chomping at the bit waiting for the 30 years. They don't want to live in a community anymore.
Yeah, purple garage doors for everybody.
Right, you know, but like you said, Karen, it doesn't mean that because the documents are old that they're not in good shape, and sometimes it's to the contrary. And I can tell you that oftentimes I actually encounter old documents that protect the association and the unit owners better than the new documents do. And I'll give you an example. We previously spoke about how some documents do little to protect the association against overnight rentals like Nextdoor.
Right.
You know, you're more likely to find a willingness for overnight rentals, believe it or not, in the documents in newer communities, mm-hmm. newer documents, rather than the old ones. Why? Because developers now draft documents that actually try to coax buyers into buying units from them by promising them the ability to make a profit each night that they can rent out their unit. So this is actually how the developers, it helps them sell the units.
I think the documents are what did you in on the MGM Grand case, right?
What do you mean the MG?
When you went to the Supreme Court, right?
Oh, the Cohn case
yeah.
he's talking about. Yes, exactly. Because they didn't have the as amended from time to time language. And another reason why it's important to meet with your lawyer every now and then.
Exactly.
No two ways about it.
I mean, it's a good idea to at least have the association's lawyer look at the documents every few years and make some suggestions about revising them.
Yeah, no question. At least once every few years, you want to sit down with counsel. You want to discuss possible changes or updates to the governing documents. But if that counsel tells your association that the documents basically need to be thrown out and need to be a complete rewrite,
oh boy.
I'm telling you it's time to get a second opinion. And I find that happening way too often.
Yeah, at how many dollars per hour? I mean, so what do you tell a board who calls you and says that their lawyer just said their documents need to be completely redone?
Yeah, I like to tell board members, you know, simply tell me what they want. Try to accomplish, you know, what you want to accomplish, and I'll get you there. I'll mm-hmm. help you, no problem. But give me a list of the four or five things that are of importance. I'll start drafting some amendments. And along the way, if I run into other provisions that should be amended, I'll let you know.
Okay, good. And now the board can't amend the governing documents just with a board vote, right?
No. Yeah, you can't. You can't do it with just a board
Everyone,
vote.
Everyone, who votes for it? The community?
The unit owners themselves.
Yeah.
Amending the documents, it's oftentimes difficult, and it typically requires two-thirds or three-quarters of the members to agree to an amendment. It's possible, though, and it's done all the time. And, you know, if your documents require, let's say, three-quarters to amend of the unit owners, maybe the first amendment that you want to do is to try to amend the documents going forward to knock it down to two-thirds or only 50% plus one.
You know,
that might be the first amendment you want to do.
The interesting thing about your courses is that many people who are simply residents of communities come to your course.
Exactly.
And they learn more than if the board members don't come to your course. The members of the communities tend to know more than the board members because they've learned so much.
No two ways about it. But unit owners who are not on the board should come, A, to know their rights. But
yes.
I'll tell you what's also interesting, Karen. And a lot of times non-board members come to the course, and at the end they'll walk over and say, you know, I really didn't even know just how much my board members needed to know.
More appreciative.
I'm much more appreciative of what the board members go through after taking the course. No two ways about it.
And these people that have been on the board for 20 years, there are many of them, they really need to come too because things are changing.
It's funny. You know, a lot of times I'll get phone calls or I'll get emails. Hey, I'm on the board for 20 years. Certainly I don't have to take
the
course,
I know
right?
Anything.
No, you're actually the person who I want to take a class, right? Exactly. But bottom line for board members, don't be intimidated by the amendment process. Don't be talked into doing more than what you really need to do. And again, if someone's telling you, throw the documents out, start over, you want a second opinion. Let's do this. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Karen Curtis here with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. His law firm specializes in community association law. We are taking your calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right, lots of questions coming in this morning about elections. And to keep it going, Jerry from Coconut Creek. How are you, Jerry?
Good morning, Eric. How are you? I've heard you many, many times. You have a great show.
Thank you very much. How can we help you, Jerry?
You're welcome. Okay. We're having our elections next Tuesday, and the organizational part of the voting will occur right after the elections. This year we have seven names for seven positions, so the elections is a moot point. Now, the problem is we have one new board member coming on the board this coming next week, but he will not be here for the election night. He has a predetermined area to go to, a cruise or something. He can't make it.
So, Jerry, hold on. Let me cut you off a second. We got an eerily similar call from a cat earlier. Seven people, seven spots, and one of them can't make it to the organizational meeting. Is Kat on your board as well?
My question is, can he vote by writing the names of the officers that he wants to be on the new board? Because we don't know if he's going to have cell phone service.
No, he cannot. Can he give you his votes in advance? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. The only thing he can do is call in. And if he can't get cell phone service, then too bad for him.
That's what I got to tell him. Yeah. He asked me that question. I said, I don't know the answer.
I think they have a satellite phone on there.
Yeah, you can do it by teleconference. You can do it by, you know, by Skype, any other means, you know, to actually get it done. But he cannot, like, give somebody else's proxy. Cannot be done and can't do
cannot
it in advance.
Okay,
so you're
going to
have those
that.
Six
thank
people
so
filling those spots.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, now just because he doesn't show up, you know, they could still nominate him to be the president.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Because he's not there to vote on it, that's all.
That's all. He just can't vote on any office.
On any matter, right, anything that night, you know, okay?
Okay. If we put off the vote for the following month, could that be done?
You can do that.
Be
Now, it's absolutely it could be done. Well, take a look at your documents, because sometimes the documents say that the organizational meeting shall take place within a certain amount of time after the annual meeting. Oftentimes, it's like 10 or 15 days. So I'm not saying you can put it off a month, but you might be able to put it off for a week or two.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Anytime.
Thank you.
All right. How about we go to Patty in Deerfield?
Eric?
Yes.
Hello. I have a question on a material alteration. I called several weeks ago and we got disconnected.
Sure. How can I help?
This patio was done kind of quickly. The board claims that they got unit owner votes. The question is, there's a dispute now between the unit owner whose unit is almost adjacent to the patio. It's about 3 feet away, and the patio connects to the walkway of the building.
Okay.
So the question is, how do you solve it, something that's already done? And is the new board responsible for this? Because I'm looking at a sentence here that says unit owners must resolve any issue, including the election, at the annual meeting.
Okay, forget that. But funny.
Okay.
Karen, people call in, they expect me to remember what they said 2 months ago on the phone call, right? So
no.
The bottom line is, hold on, Patty. So the bottom line is, somebody put up a patio, it seems to me, on the common elements, right? They
the
used
board.
Part of the common elements? Okay.
Yes.
And now it's obviously a material alteration that was
correct.
Done without the consensual vote of the unit owners, right?
It may have, it may not have.
Well, you don't know if there was a vote?
No.
Okay.
Well, I know there was
why
a vote.
Why wouldn't you know?
Oh, she says.
It's very suspicious. Yeah. It's very suspicious. I have a feeling it was done after it.
Oh.
After
okay.
It was
well,
down.
Sometimes that happens. And this is actually a hot topic in the law now. But the bottom line is, when it comes to material alterations, there's a question as to whether or not when that vote needed to be taken. There's legislation that I drafted, and it's already part of a bill that actually passed the House and passed the Senate last legislative session, and unfortunately, it was attached to the same fire safety bill that the governor vetoed. So my legislation was actually vetoed because it was attached to the fire safety legislation. But this year, I certainly expect it to pass. The vote to make the material alteration must occur prior to the time that the material alteration is actually made. Mm-hmm. Now, you're saying you don't even know if the vote was taken, so what you want to do is you want
to... No, I know a vote was taken because I photocopied papers of it. What happened, as I was photocopying, she was tearing off the cover sheets. And
okay,
I
so a three-quarter
no
vote was taken?
Yes.
Okay, and obtained. So then
yes.
The unit owners passed it, and if it was done with a unit owner vote, three-quarters passed it, it's good. That's what you need to do for material alteration.
Yeah, but nothing is dated, Eric. There's not a single date on any of it.
I don't know. So you're saying it happened after the fact? And
I
can tell
it's possible. How do you prove something like that?
I'm going to put you, Patty. I'm going to put you on hold. All right, so we can answer this. Okay, here's the bottom line when it comes to material alterations. So let's say the vote was not taken. And there's a lot of these cases. The vote was not taken. For example, and the most common case is that the board decided to paint the building a different color than it originally was, and of course that is the ultimate material alteration.
Mm-hmm.
That's what every case talks about. You have to get a vote of the unit owners first. So a vote was not taken, the change was made. A unit owner gets angry, unit owner sues, the case goes to arbitration, the arbitrator will rule, the vote was not taken, clearly this is a material alteration, so here's what I'm going to do before I make the association spend thousands and thousands of dollars putting it back to the original color. I'm going to give the association one shot to get the three-quarter vote. And if they don't get the three-quarter vote within, let's say, 30 days, then I'm going to order that the building be restored to the color that it was. But if they do, and I know they should have gotten the vote beforehand, but if they get the vote now, then I will let the material alteration stay. In other words, it makes no sense, according to the arbitrators, that of course they got it, they didn't get it, but why should I make them put it back if they're going to eventually get the vote? I'll give them one shot. So basically that's how the arbitrators have been dealing with this particular situation. Okay, and I can tell you, while it's been somewhat confusing, there's actually a court case that said, well, we really don't know when that vote needs to be taken. There's a judge that ruled in Dade County, you can take the vote after the material alterations are made. It's perfectly fine. Like, but to me, it didn't make sense because suppose the vote is no.
Right.
We don't want the material alteration. Now what do you do? So this was, again, it was up in the air. I drafted the legislation, and now it's going to be pretty clear. The vote has to be taken before the material alteration is made. Certainly makes sense. But we got about a minute to go. Want to thank everybody for tuning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs. I'll tell you, it goes so fast.
It does.
And the phones are lit up. It's an honor and a pleasure to talk to everybody this week. Thanksgiving is coming up. I want to wish you, Karen, a happy and a healthy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Sharina, to you and yours as well. And to all of our listeners, have a very happy, very healthy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with all your condo neighbors, with all your condo friends, with all your condo board members and everybody who makes your life just a absolute pleasure in your community. You can just, everybody's throwing stuff at their radio now, right? But no, just they think I've lost it. But just enjoy, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday on Condo Craze and HOAs. Be well.
Someday, you will need insurance, and for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renters insurance, officers and directors. Rutgers Insurance and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities. All you need is InsureGo. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. InsureGo Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise. Inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.